I'm Paul Foster, and this is WNCW's More to the Story. The Asheville Citizen-Times' Joel Burgess, government accountability reporter, returns to our program to discuss his recent story with the headline, Asheville Police Search Limits Face Challenges, Changes of Success Unclear. Joel, thank you so much for being here.
Great to be here, Paul.
Joel, so City Council made the decision to mandate limits on police searches in Asheville. Then came challenges or a call questioning, could local government impose its will in this way?
That's right. For people who have been following this, there have been questions about the rates at which police have stopped motorists when you look at the racial demographics and the rates at which they have searched people after those stops. Again, looking at whether folks were black or white, there have been questions about that for over a year that have been raised by some local and statewide activists actually looking at such data. It quickly came to a head in Asheville and really surprised everybody on May 22nd during a regular city council meeting when an update, in fact, was on the agenda on these traffic stops, but one of two African-American city council members, Keith Young, pushed through a major change that was not on the agenda. What Young proposed and what was ultimately supported by a 5-2 vote were some interesting limits on the way police can search people in the city of Asheville. This doesn't have to do, and I will admit, I actually made this mistake initially in a tweet that I sent out, but this doesn't have to do with searches that are based on probable cause, people have heard that phrase a lot, or reasonable suspicion. And what that is it's a reasonable suspicion that a crime is being committed at this moment, and an officer then does not have to get permission from a person to search that person. This has to do with consent searches, consensual searches. Basically, when an officer is in a situation and just thinks it might be worth his or her while to do a search of this person, they actually have to ask that individual for his or her consent. What Young proposed, and again, what was supported by the rest of the city council, were changes to that, saying that an officer no longer could rely on verbal consent. The officer would have to get written consent from that person, and the officer couldn't consider certain factors.
What were those factors?
The person's past criminal history, and also what the officer might consider nervous or suspicious behavior. Those could not be considered. There was also a mandate from the council to deprioritize traffic stops based on sort of low-level regulatory issues with a car. Your license plate is expired, for example. Those passed, but they passed over the protest of two city council members, one who really was vocal in criticizing the move.
I'm very glad you got to that because I did want to bring up the name of Vijay Kapoor. So continue and tell us more.
He got the most votes in the 2017 election of any of the council members running. And Kapoor said that he really hadn't made up his mind either way on whether he supported these issues, but just felt that it had been pushed through really fast. And in fact, it had at that meeting. Councilman Young used a parliamentary maneuver to basically say, I want these votes to happen, and I'm going to call the question, meaning no more discussion. He said he didn't even want public comment, which the mayor said he had a right to do. Mayor Esther Mannheimer, it's her job to run these meetings and administer kind of this parliamentary procedure. Kapoor said, look, this happened too fast. This bypassed the democratic process. I want further study. And he said that the figures that were cited by the nonprofit Southern Coalition for Social Justice from Durham weren't entirely clear to him. He was a little bit confused. He wondered if there were other reasons for a high number of African Americans being stopped and searched. And what police have said to counter these statistics presented by the Southern Coalition for Social Justice is that we're doing this in high crime areas, and a lot of these high crime areas happen to be areas where a lot of black residents live. Yes, there are more black residents being stopped. And there was a lot of data and information being pushed back and forth between this Durham nonprofit and from Police Chief Tammy Hooper. Some of it seemed to contradict each other about practices that were being used in other police departments to deal with traffic stop disparities. At least one council member, Councilwoman Julie Mayfield, who in fact did vote for the changes, said she was in fact frustrated and confused by some of this, but still felt that these changes needed to happen. This was the first time that there'd really been a majority behind it. And another really big change, something looming in the background that has to be noted, is that there was also this, what became a really famous or really infamous beating of a black pedestrian named Johnny Rush by a now former officer, Chris Hickman, that was caught on Hickman's video camera. And as people probably know, the Citizen Times, we got a hold of that video camera footage in a way we can't really reveal. And it just caused massive outcry and has really affected the way in which the council is talking about police and public safety issues.
It's WNCW's More to the Story with Joel Burgess. Now, Joel, there's also another group that is challenging this decision.
The other big challenge is coming from a police advocacy group, one of the most prominent one in the states, the Police Benevolent Association, or PBA. And the statewide version of the PBA has sent a letter to the city, to the mayor and the city council, essentially saying, look, we should have been able to comment, but we also think that you guys are on very shaky legal ground by limiting officers' abilities to do these consent searches, particularly in what to consider. Saying that the officer can't consider past criminal history and can't consider, again, suspicious behavior. And they pointed to a tangle that they had, the Police Benevolent Association, with the Fayetteville City Council back in 2012 and into 2013. The Fayetteville City Council put a moratorium on all consent searches at that time after they were presented with traffic stop data. They said, look, we want to look at this and think about what to do. And the PBA said, you can't do that. You can't stop officers from doing these consent searches. Attorney General's office appeared to side with the PBA. They said, yeah, we believe you can't make these limits. And a Cumberland County Superior Court, in an initial decision, this was not a final decision, said, look, it's kind of an initial injunction. They said, you can't put this moratorium on the consent searches. Fast forward again to what's happening now, and the PBA is pointing to that court decision. They are saying the council violated the city's actual charter, the main document that the government uses and says, you know, this is how we are founded.
Let's go back to Council Member Kapoor for a moment. He, of course, is the one member that wants to nullify, feels like that this vote may have been rushed and more information is needed. Has he received support for anyone? I want to think that your article mentioned something about the vice mayor of Asheville.
That's correct, Paul, because in fact, the votes, these were three different votes that were taken that had these effects to make this mandate. And it's worth saying these changes have not yet happened. The process that they have to go through again is that they're directing the city manager. The city manager will then work with the police chief. Yes, the votes were 5-2, Vijay Kapoor, and the other vote was from Vice Mayor Gwen Whistler, and also said she thought this was rushed. She has not been as vocal in her criticism, and she's not come out like Kapoor and said she wants to go back and nullify these votes. I would imagine she would agree with him.
The next meeting of council and this discussion will take place on June the 19th. But what about outside of Asheville, this State Police Benevolent Association? Could they go as far as trying to seek legal action to stop this? And is there anything to that?
Yes. And in fact, that appears to be what they are saying they will do. Their initial reaction was a letter stating their concerns, saying that they wanted to work with them to come up with solutions to any problems regarding the way in which motorists were stopped in ways that they wouldn't, in their view, violate law or the city charter. But if you look at 2012, they in fact did bring legal action against the Fayetteville City Council, and they're saying that they will bring legal action against the Asheville City Council if these votes are not rescinded.
From his story, Asheville police search limits face challenges, but chances of success still to be determined. Joel, we thank you very much.
Always great to be with you, Paul.
More to the Story podcasts are available at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.